This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is a big annual event happening tomorrow in the Umpqua Valley, Umpqua Brew Fest. Casey Hobick from Umpqua Watersheds, thanks for coming in.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me, Kyle.
I can't believe this has been going on 15 years.
15 years, and it's going to be one of our best, I think. Weather's going to be perfect. We've got great brews and cider available, great music, and it's going to be a festive time.
A lot of people interested in brewing in the Umpqua Valley. We have got a number of the brick-and-mortar folks that really started out as just home craft brewers and eventually could make a go of it. And obviously, Oregon's also kind of one of the bigger places in the region for craft beer. And I found out you are a craft brewer, too. How'd you get into this?
Well, through the Umpqua Brew Fest, I got to know folks at the Umpqua Valley Brewers Guild, became a member. My buddy Al Walker is my brewing partner. We call ourselves the Brew Brothers, and just have fun with it, trying different recipes and learning as we go.
Is there a particular one that you like the best, particular style?
Al and I like the stouts and the porters just because they're fun to make. But I also like to make IPAs, which is a little more detailed.
And then you've got ones in summer, and maybe it's kind of like wine in some ways. Some people tend to maybe drink different beers in the summer. You've got like those, what's the term now? Orange, lighter beers.
Yeah, we have the one that I made is a pineapples and palm tropical hazy IPA.
Wow. So, obviously, you're really into this, and with all the folks that are involved, you've got local craft brewers, you've got other Oregon brewers that have provided beer for this too, right?
Oh, yeah. We're so lucky to have great breweries in Oregon, and Too Shy and Looking Glass and McMinniman's and North 40 have always been so great about donating beer, and we're home brewers to begin with, so... Tom Johnson at McMinniman's is an excellent brewer, and he got started. And it's always fun to ask the professionals, what are you brewing, and what styles do you like? What are you trying? Because all of them are trying different things, and it's the beer nerds are kind of like mad scientists. I want to try this. I want to throw some jalapenos in this, or It's a good time.
Wow, the beer nerds. There we go. So I guess you would be one of those.
Yes, I'm becoming a beer nerd.
So what's the format for the event? If somebody shows up tomorrow, how's it work?
So it starts at 1 and goes till 7. They come to the front. You can't miss it. Buy a tasting package for $15. You'll get a glass, and then you'll come on and be able a glass and 5 tickets. You'll be able to sample beer and cider. If you need more tickets, they're available. And just to enjoy the event, the Umpqua Valley Brewers Guild will be making sauerkraut and brats, Old Soul Pizza. Our partners in the whole process will be making their delicious pizza, and we're particularly excited this year because it's the unveiling of the Umpqua Outback Stage. We finally got that done. It's a 3-year project, and it looks fabulous. So I can't wait to see all our bands, Colleen and Company, Rovers and Dragons, and T.O.B. up on that stage listening to their great music.
All right. Now, how much does it cost to get in?
Costs $15. We've been able to keep our price down for years because of our great sponsors. Adcox, once again, is our title sponsor. Medicine Flower is our music sponsor. And our friends at Ham Dentistry are our stage sponsor. So they all help us keep the cost down, make it a great community event.
And you've been downtown for a few years now, and that seems to go really well.
Yes, we always loved being at the fairgrounds, but it was quite a challenge moving everything from our office downtown to the fairgrounds and back. And it saves us several thousands of dollars having it in our own space. It's more intimate. Again, one of the reasons that we're able to make it a smaller event, not having to have thousands of people, well, just hundreds of people, is that our sponsors are able to make sure that it works as a fundraiser, but also keeping the price down.
All right. So it's a one-day event, too, so you can't show up on Sunday.
Yeah, no, you can show up on Sunday and help clean up.
1 to 7 o'clock tomorrow. Anything else people ought to know about Umpqua Brewfest?
Yeah, we're still looking for some volunteers for the second and third shift, third shift in particular. All volunteers get a tasting package, a T-shirt, and the third shift volunteers get to fill growlers at the end of the event because they're the angel shift, because we don't allow drinking prior to serving. So all the servers are volunteers, and that really helps us out.
Yeah, I guess being at the event and then volunteering doesn't exactly work quite right.
No. You just want to make sure everyone's safe, and it's a fun event, and people are pouring the beer correctly and focused on making sure that everyone has a good time.
And if people want to bring a designated driver, or if they just want to enjoy the atmosphere, you've got other beverages too.
Absolutely. We'll have lemonade, tea, hop water is something a lot of people really like. It's non-alcoholic, but it's got that hoppy taste, and
really?
Add a little lemon. It's
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, my buddy Mickey Beach, who's with the TOB, he said he really liked the hop water last year. So we'll have two kegs of hop water for folks can try.
I would actually like to try that. That's kind of fascinating.
It's very refreshing.
I'll be darned. All right. So again, 1 to 7 tomorrow, Umpqua Brewfest, right behind Old Soul Pizza, the Umpqua Outback Stage. You want to see the stage, too. And you just got that done, right?
Oh, yeah. And it looks fabulous.
All right.
We're really proud of it.
That event tomorrow. Casey Hovick from Umpqua Watersheds, thanks for coming in. 8:38 at the Morning Report.